Well, let's go ahead and roll so I don't hold up board members. Good afternoon. It's 12:02 p.m. You're at the Naturopathic Medical Board meeting. I'm Dr. Bruce Sadlick. And with us today is Mr. Casey Hutchinson, the Assistant Attorney General, and our Executive Director, Ms. Gail Anthony. And we'll go ahead and do the roll call.
Okay. And Dr. Sadlick?
Here.
Dr. Popiel?
Here.
Ms. Gallen?
Here.
Dr. Campbell?
Here.
Dr. Spatt?
Here.
Mr. Mallar?
Here.
And Dr. Brown? Okay, we have quorum.
We have quorum. And then we'll move to declarations, conflicts of interest. And we haven't received anything, so we'll press on. The board does have a civility policy. And I'll read that in brevity. In accordance to the open meeting law, the board has a civility policy that prohibits any type of disorderly conduct. Those who disrupt the board from carrying out its business will be asked once to modify their behavior. And if they cannot, then we'll disconnect you from the call. And then we're going to move on to number four. And if all the board members could participate, that would be great. And let's go ahead and do introduction of new board members, not to put you on the spot, Mr. Miller, but we'll start off with you.
No problem. Hi, everybody. My name is Dan Miller. Try to tell you a little bit about me. I've lived in Arizona since 1998. Prior to that, I grew up in Maine. And a little tidbit I'm going to share with you of my past, that Stephen King, the author, was a janitor at my high school prior to me being at the high school, and he wrote the book Carrie while sweeping the floors of my high school. And so if anyone ever wants any Stephen King stories, I have plenty of them, but it's really a story of perseverance and a lot of hard work. But I've been involved with the naturopathic medical community for over 30 years. In the early 90s, I helped to present the first licensing bill in the Vermont legislature. And I remember being asked by the lieutenant governor at that time, what the heck, who didn't use the word heck, but what the heck is a naturopath? And I know that's been a question probably a lot of us have asked over the years, but that bill, after just one session, became law. And Vermont has had a good licensing and a good group of naturopathic physicians ever since. I was the sales director at Claire Laboratories, which is now SFI, and later at Allergy Research Group. So that's kind of been my background, my professional background. And during that time, worked a lot with naturopathic physicians in the colleges and universities. So that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it. You're welcome. And I see we have Dr. Brown. You have joined us. And we're just doing some introduction of all of us board members to each other. So if you could give us a brief rundown, that would be great. I don't know if she's got her mic off.
Your mic is off.
Dr. Brown, are you there? And she might have her mic off. So Dr. Campbell, let me roll on to you.
Well, thank you. Mr. Mallor, welcome. We're honored to have you and Dr. Brown, of course, here at the board with us. We all work well together and we look forward to having both of you on board. My name's Clinton Campbell. I live down in Lake Havasu City here in Arizona, home of the London Bridge. I'm a retired child crimes investigator. After retiring from law enforcement, I went on to receive a degree in industrial and organizational psychology, workplace psychology, and then from there went on to a postdoc certificate from Harvard Business School. And now I do consulting. I'm also on the board of technical registration for Arizona. It's called the Kitchen Sink Board. It represents 7 different professions, all 17 branches of engineering, architecture, landscape architecture, home inspectors, land surveyors, geologists, alarm, commercial alarm agents. And it really is an honor to be here and to learn from the amazing physicians and the other board members that we have. And I look forward to working with you and Dr. Brown. And please, if there's ever anything either you or Dr. Brown need, reach out to any of us. And unless anybody has any questions, that's me in a nutshell.
Thank you, Dr. Campbell. Appreciate that. Ms. Gallen, you're on the line. Can you give us just a real brief description?
Yeah, I'll be real brief. I'm kind of sorry, my voice is gone. I just had the flu and I'm just recovering. But my name is Diva Gallen, and I've been on this board for a few years now. I'm excited to meet some new people. Hopefully, eventually, we all meet face to face. I live in the Scottsdale area, and I'm an attorney in town. Most of my career, I've done administrative law, so this kind of thing. And I'm also on the optometry board, also doing similar type of administrative board. And I guess that's kind of me in a short nutshell.
Great, thank you. Dr. Papil.
Sure. Well, I'm glad we're doing this because obviously I don't believe we've done this before, so it's good to learn a little bit more about everybody on the board. Grew up in Montana, went to undergrad in Gonzaga and Spokane, Washington, and started med school here at the Southwest College, transferred up to Bastyr, and then came back down to Scottsdale in 2003 and have been practicing here since, and mainly focused, I guess, hormone replacement, prolotherapy injections, just kind of whatever else comes through the door. Do a lot of IV therapies as well. So my practice is up in North Scottsdale also. That's about it.
Excellent. Thanks. Dr. Spatt?
Okay. All right. Well, I come from Vietnam. I was adopted in 1975. In any case, make the story short, is that before I become a naturopath, I'm a respiratory therapist. Then graduate from Loma Linda and work for many years as the respiratory therapist. And then in 1997, I decided to go into naturopath. It's not by choice, but I was diagnosed with brain cancer, and I did have surgery, but they gave me 6 months to a year to live. And I didn't do any chemo or radiation. I decided to take the naturopath course. And once I got into naturopathic school, and I did all the treatment that was given at the school, and guess what? It actually helped me. And so from that 6 months to a year, it's now 2025. So I beat all the odds on that. So currently I'm working with one of the chiropractor office here. My main focus is on pain management, just like Dr. Proprio as well, and also family care. On the side, I have some other job like assistant. I also work at assisted living for cancer patient and also geriatric patient as well. So that's me in a nutshell. And welcome the two board members. I'm looking forward to working with you and looking forward to see what you can bring to the table for us. And thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Spatt. Dr. Brown, do you have your mic on?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay, wonderful. just a little bit about me. I earned my medical degree from Sonoran University of Health Sciences, formerly known as Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. from 2008 to 2012. While a student, I served as the legislative chairperson for the Naturopathic Medical Student Association. And one of our first initiatives was to gather signatures from all the naturopathic medical schools in the US and Canada to present those petitions to California State Capitol. And our efforts were successful. And in 2010, the first committee members of the California Naturopathic Medical Board was appointed. So that was something that was, I'm very proud of, that we were a part of making sure that California Naturopathic Medical Board would be independent. When I graduated in 2012, I established my practice, Arizona Natural Doctors. And I have my practice, and I contract with several other private practices, as well as some governmental agencies, including the Department of Defense, where I provide physical exams, preventative services for military personnel, which is especially important to me because I'm retired Air Force myself. So I'm very excited about being part of the board, and I look forward to providing some insight into my background, into the career to push naturopathic medicine into the next era. I really want naturopathic medicine to just be legal in all states. That's my heart, naturopathic medicine. So I'm glad to be part of the board. And some other things that I'm passionate about is real estate investing, day trading, and singing with my church choir.
Okay. Thank you, awesome. Doctor. And nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Bruce Sadleck. Medical career, started in 1979. I was doing flight airbag trauma medicine. Sold that company to Rural Metro, which is a big, huge corporate conglomerate. And then attended Sonora University, graduated from them in 1997. And I completed an internship in internal medicine at the University Medical Center here in Tucson. And my practice basically consists of adult general medicine. Probably if I was to look at the patient context, most of it's probably metabolic type syndromes, cardiovascular disease, et cetera. And I try to work with that as much as I can with an integrative model approach. And the board members, I really, really have appreciated working with you guys. It's been phenomenal. So that's a long and short of me. Anyone have any questions from the group? Okay, great. And welcome, everyone. Let's go on to the consent agenda. I went through this, and if we can have, I'll make a motion that we take 5A, and we run that all the way to 5S's and Sam.
This is Dr. Popiel. I'll second that motion.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. So that will bring us on to item number 6. And let me get my page there. And this is review consideration. Action regarding the possible board cases. And this is one of the few agendas where we do not have any board cases.
Yes, it is.
So that's a good thing. We'll move on to number 7, review consideration and possible action regarding the status of judicial review action filed by Colleen Huber. And that was a little bit of reading. I don't know if everyone had a chance to go through it. And we may want to consider going, I was going to ask to go to an executive session with Mr. Hutchinson for legal advice. But if anyone wants to have any questions prior to that, that would be great.
Mr. Plispat, Casey, do we need to go to executive meeting?
If there's any legal advice that I can give you about this, you can. Although since you know the board's there's nothing really, there's no action that the board needs to take right now. So it's certainly up to the board. I'm happy to go into executive session either way.
Yeah, I'll make the motion. I just have a quick question for you that might be a better address in executive session. Does anyone have any issue with going into executive for a quick question? Okay. Look, does everyone know how to get to executive session?
So yeah, let me, if I may, Dr. Sadlick, for the new members, please either completely get out of this and come back in, or just make sure your mics are shut off in this arena, and then you will use the executive session link that I sent you earlier to join, and that's a separate arena. So we'll be conducting it there, and then you would have to get out of there and come back into the regular session. Does anybody have any questions about that? Just make sure your mics are shut off when you jump out of this one.
I usually completely get out of it and exit out of it and go into the executive session and then re-log back into this one. That way there's no accidents. That's just my personal.
And sorry if I missed it. Was there a vote?
No, okay.
I second the motion to go into executive session. This is Dr. Campbell.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, it's 12:19. We'll move it to executive session. Okay, it is 12:30. We're back into general session. Next, we'll move on to item number 8, review, consideration, and possible action regarding application for renewal medical license. So I'll ask Dr. Appel to take 8A for us.
I make a motion we approve item 8A, Dr. Sadlick's renewal of medical license.
Dr. Campbell seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 8B would be for Dr. Tam Spatt. I'll make the motion that we approve Dr. Spatt's medical license.
This is Dr. Popiel. I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next would be 8C as in cat, Dr. Brian Popiel. I'll make the motion for his medical license.
Mr. Spatt, I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And the last would be 8D as in dog, Dr. Brown. I'll make the motion we approve for medical license.
It's Dr. Popiel. I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're through that. Next, move on to number 9. That's the executive director's report from the same thing. Yeah, whenever you want. We'll start with, I guess, 9A.
Yes, did everybody get a copy of the report? And if so, do you have any questions relating to that?
No questions.
Okay.
So everyone has 9A, B, C, and D, and E. No questions on. Okay. All right. So that takes care of item number 9. And then item number 10, election of officers pursuant to ARS 418-102. Does everyone want to keep the board the way it is? Does anyone want to change? Dr. Speck, do you want to be chair? Any of those
items? No, I think I leave that up to you. Thank you.
Okay. Do the board members want to keep it as it is, or does someone want to switch positions?
I can make a motion. We keep it as is, unless there's anybody who wants to see a change.
Just up the spot. I second that.
Okay, second.
I'm making a motion. We maintain the current board officers' positions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And next, we'll move on to number 11, future agenda items. Does any board member have anything they'd like to have on our February agenda? Any specific items?
Gil, forgive me. I don't have my calendar open right now. Is it time for your annual? you know what I mean? Should we put that on or?
Yeah, actually, and I was waiting for to get together with my budget analyst just to be sure that everything would be okay if I were to request an increase in salary. So I will put that on the next agenda. Thank you very much, Dr. Campbell.
Of course. Thank you.
Anything else for the future board members that want for the future?
Oh, yeah, Gail, could you give an update on what happened with the CME for naturopath?
Yeah, so that that was in the rules portion of the ED report. And hold on just a minute. The docket opening for that was submitted to the Secretary of State on August 16th. And so I'm just making the final changes to that. And then that will come before the board. You all will have to review that, decide whether or not you want to make any changes, approve it. If you approve it, then it'll get sent to the Secretary of State's office and we'll go through the whole rules process.
Do you know what the estimate or not, like the timeline wise?
Well, that'll be on the next agenda for, you know, board approval, review, that sort of thing. The rules process is a long process. It has to go through GIRC. It has to be approved. So I'm thinking it should be changed by next, I don't know, 6-8 months.
Okay. Maybe. I'm just curious. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, what I'd like to do with number 12 is I think we have the new executive director of the AZMA online. Because Baron Gazzo, as we know, has left. Are you on the line?
Hi, this is Tracy Lynn Hobson. And yes, I am the new executive director of the AZMA.
Hi, Tracy Lynn. Can you give us a rundown on perhaps yourself and what you're going to be doing with the AZMA?
Sure, I'm happy to. I know some of you actually from work I did years ago. I'm an attorney by trade, and I worked for 5 years at the national level for the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians doing advocacy work across the country. So I ran their legislative initiatives, and Dr. Brown, I think you'll be interested in this. In my time at AANP, we passed bills in 5 states to license naturopathic doctors.
Yeah,
wonderful. And I really enjoyed that work. So that's when I came to know naturopathic medicine and naturopathic doctors. And then I worked for a few years at the American Nutrition Association doing similar work with advanced degree nutrition practitioners. And then when Baron announced his retirement, we started talking about the possibility of me taking over his role. And here I am. So happy to be here and working with naturopathic doctors to advance naturopathic medicine in Arizona.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing it.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I have a question for you though. For the ACMA agenda, is it possible if we can, I know that I've been on Barron for the last few years in regarding to medical insurance coverage for NATPAT and also Medicare, Medi-Cal as well, but it looked like we, you know, Barron and I, we just somehow we didn't talk in the same language. It never happened. So I wonder if when now that you're taking office, I wonder if that's going to change. And hopefully that's going to change anytime soon in regarding to those medical insurance benefit, you know, for NATPAT physician.
Well, we do have a legislative committee that runs our advocacy program at the AZNMA, and I'll be involved with the legislative committee. And actually, I think it's okay to go ahead and say now, we're pursuing an access bill this year, which is something we've pursued for the past few years to get Medicaid coverage of naturopathic physicians fully in Arizona.
Yeah, but so, I think the last time Barron was trying to do it for pediatric and, you know, for naturopath, you know, we don't have that many naturopath that's seeing, you know, kid. So I think that fell on the wayside. I know Dr. Salek and I have met with Barron on several occasions regarding the subject. So I hope maybe when you take office, maybe we can see some light and something change in regarding to the insurance coverage.
Well, my understanding is that technically naturopathic physicians can see minors under the access program in Arizona right now, but there are administrative roadblocks to that. And the bill that we're running would be full Medicaid coverage, not just minors. Mm-hmm. So it would be full access coverage.
Tristan, hi, Bruce Halleck. I have a quick question on the actual, well, it used to be called UPIN numbers for Medicare. And do you know, as we know, you know, chiropractic has had granted those numbers, have been given to them through, I guess, years of work, decades ago. Do you see that ever coming to fruition, or do you think it's too far of a reach?
Are you talking about Medicare coverage at this point?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think AANP is working on that at the national level, but it's one of those situations where the more states that recognize and license naturopathic physicians, the more likely it is that we'll be successful in getting Medicare coverage of naturopathic medicine. So there's a long way to go, but they are working on it.
And is the fact just that there aren't enough states and clinicians to actually to run a proposal or a bill for Medicare coverage?
I think there are a lot of issues at play, but that is on the national organization's agenda. And I think they've got a lot of support from states like Oregon and Washington, where patients are basically aging out of care,
right,
for naturopathic physicians. So they're working closely with those states to try to get some attention at the federal level. But I think, you know, the licensure efforts have been a little bit stalled at AANP. I think they've passed one bill in the past 4 or 5 years. So I think once more states become licensed, and there are whole regions that don't have licensure, like the South of the U.S. So we need to get some momentum going in terms of state issues, and that'll make it more likely that the federal agenda will move forward.
Yeah, well, you know, sorry to interrupt you, but you, Dr. Salek and I, we try really hard and trying to, in regarding to getting information about Medicare and medical insurance coverage. And so I was able to talk to the head of the Blue Plus Blue Shield insurance, and which they said they base directly with Medicare, because they're not. And so they said that the reason why they Medicare doesn't have coverage for naturopath is because we don't have residency program. So I asked them, well, chiropractor doesn't have it. How come they able to do it? And so they said, well, you need to come back to your association so that they can have a larger group of people to avoid this opinion, because so that's what they told me back then. This was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes, that has been one of the stumbling blocks, and we've been trying to do a lot of education around that issue.
When I have a question. How does being able to provide having Medicare services or coverages, does that have the caveat of having us be or qualify for student loan forgiveness, or is that something separate?
Quite frankly, I do not know, because I have not done a lot of work in the Medicare arena, because you simply don't have the coverage right now. And that's, like I said, on the agenda for the national organization to work on. And we do work collaboratively with them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Trisha, I have one last question. And it's not obviously your state, but any word on the Illinois House bill they have in front of them, or is that going to be a while till Illinois gets their licensure?
I have not heard anything recently, but when I was at AANP from 2016 to 2020, that, you know, there was a bill, you know, every session in Illinois, and there is a naturopathic school there, so it's really frustrating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they haven't been able to move a bill forward. They are still working on it. And I keep hoping every session, I think this will be their session. So hopefully, I don't know if it's been filed yet this session or not. We haven't had a lot of calls because it's so early in the year with the national advocacy team. But I will be paying attention to what's going on in Illinois and be sure to let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
This is Clinton Campbell. I also have a question, if I may. And by the way, thank you so much for coming, and we appreciate all the work that you do, Tracelyn, on the national level. And with regard to this greater question, do you think? I mean, is positioning a strategy, you know, taking research like by 2037, I believe it was, the Health Resources and Service Administration anticipates a national shortage of around 180,000 plus full-time or equivalent physicians, experiencing, you know, over a 60% shortage compared to a 10% shortage in metro regions, and ultimately 86,000 physicians short of what America needs in order to move forward with our medical needs. Do you think that that might bear some pressure on legislators to, you know, take a more careful look at approving certain requests and emphasizing workforce augmentation and even cost effectiveness to get, you know?
I'm hoping that it will. And that's been a talking point at the national level for years. I mean, we've always talked about expanding the provider pool and provider shortages, and where naturopathic physicians can help fill the gap.
Okay.
So we'll continue. I'm sure they're continuing to hammer that point home at the national level in their conversations. And of course, we're going to do our best to advance things and hopefully get full coverage down the road, and insurance coverage and all those good things, pay parity here in Arizona. And that, you know, that's my focus at this point, obviously Arizona, but I do keep a toe in at the national level, and I'm interested in where they're going. But that talking point is on the list, and hopefully we'll get some traction. As you know, it's a bit of a David and Goliath, and it's usually the medical society or medical association that's in a lot of these states obstructing the efforts. So Just got to find ways around that. And I think that's a good point, and it's one to make with legislators who really have that concern. And for example, in North Carolina, there's a pharmacist who's a legislator, and, you know, we went out of our way to court him and try to get his support, because he sees, based on his background, what's going on with the lack of access to care. And we've tried a lot of different arguments, and it's just, you know, it's just a matter of time. And the shortage is not getting better. It's getting worse. So hopefully that will carry some weight at some point.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thanks, Tracelyn. Call the public still open, and I take it from the public. Do we have any other public individuals? So I'll do the 5-4-3-2-1 countdown. I don't hear anything. And if that's the case, We're at 12:47, unless any board members have anything else they want to contribute. Okay, thank you everyone. I appreciate it. And good new year to all of us.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Good job, everyone.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye.